afternoon. The time is 2:06. Currently overcast skies at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. Temperature stands at 25 degrees. Wind chill factor of 17. I'm Chad Holmes, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, about 8 minutes from now at 2:15, we'll be joined by Brad Hansen, a news anchor at WAOW TV9. Talk to Brad about what's going on at Channel 9, some of the news stories he's covering, and we always like to just talk to Brad. Great guy. I've known him for a long time. Former sports guy as well. Always like to talk a little sports with Brad Hansen. So he'll be joining us for a segment coming up at 2:15. And then coming up in the second hour, we're going to hear a conversation that I had last night on our big high school sports show with Wausau West hockey captain Grant Halmstead. And again, I'd like to be able to bring back some of these discussions because I do think a different audience tunes in on Wednesday nights as opposed to here in the afternoons. And I do think it's important that we try to highlight some of the outstanding activities and performances and just the kind of people that these young people are here in Central Wisconsin. And one reason I do that is that we have so many that are doing great work, both in terms of what they do in their sports and in the classroom, because I just saw yesterday that Wausau West High School announced their first semester honor roll. And tonight I'll be doing the Wausau West girls basketball game at Marshfield. So I was getting prepared during the course of the day. I get prepared for this program, and I also get prepared for my upcoming broadcast tonight. I'll be hitting the road for Marshfield when I get done with the program after 4 o'clock. And I was doing my prep work, and I remember that I saw this story on the honor roll at Wausau West. And I was a little curious. I thought, well, how many of the girls on the team tonight made the honor roll? Because it's something I could talk about during the course of the broadcast. So I pulled out the roster, and I pulled out the honor roll that was released by the Wausau West High School. And between the varsity and the junior varsity squads for the Wausau West girls basketball team, there are 18 girls, 18 on the roster total between varsity and JV. And I went down the line, and when I got done with the research in terms of who made the honor roll and who didn't, 16 of the 18 girls on the Wausau West girls basketball team is on the honor roll for the first semester of the 2022-2023 school year. 16 of the 18. Nearly 90%. I mean, I did not expect that. I did not expect to be that many. Nearly 90%, 16 of 18. Just wow. Wow. And the thing about it is, it's not just the girls' basketball team. It's not just at Wausau West. I'm sure that the other sports have great numbers as well, and other schools have great numbers as well. It just shows that throughout our area, throughout the Central Wisconsin area, the Wausau area, whether it's West or East, D.C. Everest, Newman Catholic, Mosinee, Marathon, Edgar, Merrill, all over, Northern Lutheran, Wisconsin Valley Lutheran, we got incredibly talented young people. To be able to balance your time, have the commitment that you make to play a varsity sport or a JV sport, or be part of the team, in addition to your classwork, in addition to some, many of them have jobs as well, in addition to their family responsibilities. It just, again, when you hear folks who think that, the kids aren't as good as they used to be, they'd have no idea what they're talking about. I mean, it was really fun to go through that little project this afternoon before just a little while ago, to see how many of these girls that I'll be calling the game of tonight made the honor roll that was released yesterday by Wausau West High School. And I never would have guessed. I never would have thought 16 of the 18. Yeah, I know that they do a great job, but I mean, this is just amazing to have 16 of the 18 make the honor roll. So again, congratulations to those young people. Congratulations to all the young people. And again, it's just, I mean, they do such great work, whether they're on the field, on the court, on the ice rink, on the mats and wrestling, wherever they are performing extracurricular activities, and then as well doing fantastic work in the classroom as well. So again, it's just one of the many, many reasons I love doing the games, and I love seeing how talented and just how, you know, well-rounded so many of these young people are. So again, congratulations to those student athletes and to everybody who makes the honor roll. It's not easy to do. I never made the honor roll when I was in high school. And I do think that it's a wonderful accomplishment for all these young people. Well, we're going to take a quick break and then come right back and be joined by Brad Hansen from WAOW TV9. And we'll talk to Brad about, you know, doing good news stories like that and covering some of the tougher stories as well and what they're looking at. Always a great discussion. Brad Hansen coming up next as we continue here on the Thursday edition, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And also, don't forget to download the Civic Media app, wherever you would download your apps. Get Bull Falls Radio and all the other stations of Civic Media, plus a chance to listen to all of our programs as podcasts. Really a terrific source. So again, Civic Media app. Very happy to welcome back good guy, good friend, Brad Hansen from WAOW TV9, news anchor, very busy guy, and very appreciative that Brad can spend a few minutes with us before he gets going with his newscast starting at 4 o'clock. And Brad, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Chad, thanks for having me back. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. And there are a few things I wanted to talk about, but I started the show off today. It's something I came across a little bit earlier today when I was getting ready for my program. And I saw a release that was talking about the honor roll at Wausau West. And, you know, I wanted to start off with some really positive news stories. And I know that's one of the things that you do as well. Before we talk about that, but I know that you covered sports and you covered a lot of high school sports for a number of years as well. And something that I try to underline when I'm on the air is how good the kids are these days. And sometimes you hear about, oh, they're not as good as they used to be. I talked about how I'm doing a game tonight, a girls basketball game. And 16 of the 18 girls between the varsity and JV squad for Wausau West are on the honor roll. I thought it was just a great example of these kids. And I know that you've talked to a lot of the young people around here as well. And I just wanted your opinion on what you've learned talking to the young people over the years.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, and I think about, too, all the coaches I've talked to and what an emphasis they put on, you know, the student part of being a student athlete. Yeah, I mean, there are so many things in this world to strive for now, so many opportunities that, you know, you and I had a ton of opportunities coming up. Our parents less than us and our kids and this next generation coming up, man, they can do whatever they want. And the ambition, I mean, my six-year-old daughter is already talking about wanting to be a veterinarian. you know, and like very seriously talking about it. Who knows? She's 6 years old. A lot could change. But the athletics part, especially when you're talking about our local student athletes, is huge. But I think so many kids are a lot more self-aware, too, and understand that this is not going to be the rest of their lives. So what can I do to set myself up for success, to have a life that, you know, that my parents have, or how can I even have a better life than my parents had? And we've gotten to, I was just watching something the other day, said we're kind of in a unique time in U.S. history where this is not this might be the first time, first generation in a long time where we haven't been able to say, I can easily do better than my parents, you know, because a lot of our parents have done so well for themselves, you know, and so kids, I think people recognize that to get to the level of success they want in their lives and to get the job and earn the money, that they have to work hard in the classroom. And all of the athletes that I've ever talked to, man, they just get it. They understand that it's hard work inside and outside the classroom. You know, it looks different, obviously, because of cell phones and technology and all that stuff. And it could, you know, you could very easily say, you know, they don't work as hard as my generation did, or whatever the case may be. No, they're working different, but they are still working hard. And there's a lot of different stressors that they're dealing with that, you know, we didn't have to, and our parents didn't have to. And so, man, I give the kids around here a lot of credit, because especially in my time as sports director, that was one of my favorite parts of the job, is just talking to these student athletes and hearing their stories and hearing how much what they're doing, both, you know, on the field or the courts and both off of it, meant to them and drove them.
By the way, are your employers still allowing you to play during March? Meaning get behind the microphone for some of those state tournament action?
Yeah, they sure are. I am so looking forward to it. I'll be in Green Bay and Madison for both the girls and boys tournament this year.
Your bosses are just way too kind to you, aren't they?
They are. Well, you know, people don't stick around long, you know, in markets like this. And when you stick around for a little bit longer, they tend to do whatever they can to keep you around. And that's one of the perks that I've gotten. And it's just, it's an incredible honor. I don't take it lightly whatsoever. I think you know that, Chad. Right. And I know you understand that it's so much more than just calling a game and being on TV or the radio or whatever. You know, especially at the state level, this is going to be one of the most memorable experiences these kids will ever have. And so to be able to be a part of that, make it special, make it feel even bigger, man, it's so cool. And I'm so glad to be a part of it.
Again, we're talking to a WAOW TV9 news anchor, Brad Hansen, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also have to congratulate you and your colleagues, because a big story came out on Monday night with the Wausau School Board making their announcement, their 7-2 vote, that consolidation is coming, including the merging of East and West High Schools. And I was following the story very closely, and I saw that you guys had it right away. So congratulations on that. I know that maybe you can make a commercial out of that one, because I saw that you got it first, and I thought that was very impressive. But I wanted your thoughts on that, because that was a big story early this week. And obviously you have a young family as well, but as I think that for young families, this is a major change here in Central Wisconsin. Any thoughts in terms of how this story's developed over the last number of months?
You know, there's so many different facets to it, and it's, you know, so funny. I know you were following closely. It got to be about 4 hours and 20 minutes into this meeting on Monday, and I thought, this is not going to happen. And I just had the live stream up on my computer, and we were kind of moving on and getting ready for the next thing. And then the conversation shifted, right? And yep. I was like, wow, they're going to vote on this. So I was furiously typing up something for our web and for our show, and, it's an interesting story, and to be honest with you, I haven't delved into it enough personally to know, you know, to have a lot of major thoughts about mm-hmm. what this means for me and my family. You know, not growing up around here, I'm not nearly as attached to the schools, and I think that's where a lot of the opposition and pushback comes from. There's an attachment, obviously. You know, my wife and her brother and their dad all went to the same high school. You know, there's generations of families who have all come up through the same schools. And, you know, I went to the same kindergarten as my grandma did. And that means something to a lot of families. And so I understand that they're, you know, when you're talking about closing or merging these elementary schools and getting rid of Wausau East as a high school and only as a junior high, you know, I understand that there can be a lot of emotions and, you know, for a lot of people, negative emotions that go along with it. And I think from a practical standpoint, too, it's going to be hard for some parents when you look at, you know, if I live closer to Rib Mountain and have to get over to Wausau West, you know, mm-hmm. it's a proximity thing, too, obviously, about, you know, getting your kids bused or taken to school. And so there are a lot of concerns. I'm glad there's at least a couple of years for the school board to kind of get this all together and get a plan together. And I hope that they do right by the community here, because there are a lot of people you know, this is a great community, and the last thing I would hate to see would be, you know, people leaving because they don't like the way the schools are set up here. You know, I think that I trust that the school board is doing what they think is right based on the numbers they're looking at and the solutions that they have to come up with. But, you know, I think it'll be interesting to just see how it all plays out over the next couple of years and see what happens in 2025 when they start to implement all of this.
It's interesting as well, I think, in covering a story like this, and I think in terms of when I cover sports as well, is having that little bit of a historical knowledge. And I know that you've been here now for a few years. I know that Melissa Langbin has been around here for basically her whole life. The Langbin family has been such an institution right here. How important is it to have folks within your newsroom that have that historical background to help with stories such as this?
Oh, I mean, it's huge when you look at this story I mean, I don't know how many times we've had a story come up where Melissa or our news director, Courtney, has been here for, I think she said 8 years now. You know, and we have some folks who have been here a number of years, and just the things that they know that you might not even think about if you're a brand new reporter, you know, even been here for only a year or two. Things you would never, ever think about or never wonder about or never even want to think to look into. And they're going, well, hey, you know, there's this part of the story, too, and this part of the story, too. And so, you know, we as a newsroom are so lucky to have Melissa, especially. We also have a producer who came back after a number of years away, and he worked here in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So he's been in this area, you know, for his entire life, and the two of them and our news director and some of our sales folks upstairs who have lived here forever. You know, we have a lot of people in our building who help make all of our products so much stronger just by filling out some of the information, giving us some context and some other things to think about.
And I imagine when you go down to Green Bay and Madison in the next month or so, having someone like Jerry Pettigrew and other those analysts who have been around the block so many times and know the history of the games that you'll be covering, because, man, otherwise there is a lot to have to dig into to get ready for something like that.
Yeah, Jerry has forgotten more about high school basketball in this state than I could ever possibly want to know. He is such a it's so cool. One of my favorite parts about the tournaments is the in-between times when we go have lunch or dinner underneath the stadium, and just hearing these coaches, all of our color analysts, talk basketball. You know, and they kind of get into their own little world, and I feel like really lucky to just be able to sit there and listen to the things they know and the people they know and the connections they've made and all the things. But yeah, we have an incredible team for both tournaments of coaches who know this state really well. They know these kids really well, and they can add so much, because you're right. You know, I get assigned my games basically maybe the Sunday before the tournament. And
yeah, we don't know who's going to be there before then, do we?
Exactly. And so, you know, and from then it's a mad scramble. I try to spend an hour on the phone with every coach of every team that for the games that I'm calling. And then one of the really positive things about the pandemic, if we could say positive things came out of it, a lot of high schools stream their games now, and that gives me a chance as kind of a layperson to go back and watch
right.
Some of their earlier stuff. And so I'm familiar with what the players look like, how they move, you know, kind mm-hmm. of what their games are and what it looks like. And it has made me better for it. And, you know, I think, like I said, we've got such a great team of coaches there ready to go and provide just a ton of information. I think our broadcast, you could probably put up with against any broadcast in the country for state tournaments. And I think we're right up at the top. It's just an incredible, incredible job done by everyone involved.
Absolutely. Well, I hope somebody around here gets me over there and I can see you over at one of these state tournaments. That's my goal. So,
yes, I would love that. That'd be great.
Well, Brad, again, really appreciate it. And after all the state stuff is done, love to have you back, talk about that and a whole bunch more, but always appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure, Chad.
Absolutely. Brad Hansen joining us. Have to take a news break and then come back with more here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. On Thursday night, the Wausau West Warrior High School girls basketball team wraps up the regular season, traveling to Marshfield to take on the Tigers. Hear all the exciting action on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West Warrior High School basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Clover Belt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department. It's Wausau West at Marshfield in girls high school basketball. Thursday night, starting with pregame show at 7 p.m. and the opening tip at 7:15. On your home for Wausau West High School sports, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Plus, again, I keep reminding you, because if you haven't done it already, you're missing out. Get that Civic Media app. Just download it. Shows that you miss at your fingertips, whether it's this show or As Goes Wisconsin. Todd Alba's show, which is on from 8 to 11. Of course, Up North News with Pat Kreitlow from 6 till 8. The Devil's Advocates each day from 4 till 6. And also the shows that we don't have here on Bow Falls Radio, but are on other stations on the Civic Media Network, such as Earl Ingram. Got Dueling Tangents. Got others as well that great shows. You may hear a best of during the weekend. If you've missed some of the shows, tune in on the weekends as well, because we play back some of the best of many of the shows that go out on the Civic Media Radio Network. But again, if you haven't already, get that Civic Media app. Just download it wherever you get your apps, the App Store, wherever else. Also, thanks to Brad Hansen. Boy, it's always fun to talk to Brad. And one thing about TV anchors, you see these folks on your TV sets, you know, day after day, year after year for many of them. And you wonder, are they the same people that they are when you see them on the tube? And I can say emphatically, Brad Hansen just comes across as a great guy on TV, and he's a great guy when he's off TV. He's always been a terrific ally and supporter of ours. When we need something, he's always there. And I try to be the same with him as well in terms back in our sports days. But just a terrific guy, and we're very lucky to have somebody like himself, as he said, Melissa Langben, who's been around Central Wisconsin for so many years as well, to have these folks that decide they want to be here. They want to be a source of information for our community. So, again, great to have Brad Hansen on, and we'll have him on again sometime real soon. Also, in terms of talking about, you know, events and everything else that's going on here in Central Wisconsin, try to add a little positive aspect to what's happening. And I just got a message from somebody that works for us here at Bow Falls, Tim Neumeier. He works for us, helps in terms of running sporting events, and he's also somebody that's got his hand on the pulse of what's going on with his work as well with Wausau Public Access. He's a guy that's been a great source of information for me on many of the meetings that go on with the Wausau City Council and the County Board and the school board. He was giving me information even on Monday night as the school board was making that very important vote. I'm going to get him on the air sometime, because he's got all this information, but he doesn't want to be on the air. Sometime we're going to get him on the air to talk about this information that he gets by working with public access and we're very fortunate to have him work for us here as well at Bow Falls Radio. But he let me know that coming up this weekend, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, the State High School Curling Championships. I talk often about, you know, high school football and basketball and hockey and baseball and all the other stuff with the high school sports. But we can't forget that there's so many other extracurricular activities that we may not cover on the radio in a play-by-play way, but still going on. And Wausau, known for curling, lots of curlers here in this area. And Wausau will be hosting the State High School Curling Championships tomorrow and Saturday at the Wausau Curling Club. And if you can't get over there, you can actually watch it, because the folks at Wausau Area Access Media, they are going to be actually live streaming the action. So just search Wausau Area Access Media and you'll be able to find out where you can watch that as well. So again, so much going on, so much where young people are being involved and doing things both in the classroom and outside the classroom. And good luck to our area curlers at the State High School Curling Championships coming up tomorrow and Saturday. Also, if you're listening earlier, listening to Kristen just a little while ago, Kristen Bry on As Goes Wisconsin, talking about the weather. I shouldn't chuckle. I really shouldn't chuckle. But it's like we're so used to it around here where we get hit. You don't think about it in the southern part of the state. And it's actually interesting because last weekend on Saturday, I traveled south down to the Wisconsin Dells for a Newman Catholic boys basketball game. And it was amazing to me as I drove. And it was a very warm weekend and we'd had some warm weather before that as well. But how quickly the snow went away. If here in Wausau, we still got snow. I mean, it's not as much as we had, and maybe not as much as we sometimes have, but it was not very long south of Wausau, south of Mosinee, before, boy, the snow was going away. And we're going to talk about it with our meteorologist, Ray Miller, coming up at 3:06 about this time of year. February and March, you know, you see the snow going away, but at some point, we're going to get hit, too. It seems like every year, especially this time of year, because so often I'll be doing some sort of playoff high school sports broadcast and we'll run into bad weather. We'll have games postponed in the playoffs and it really screws up the schedule. And I know that there's a lot of high school hockey playoffs going on tonight throughout the state of Wisconsin. And I think a lot of the games in the South Central and the Southeastern part of the state, they're going to be postponed. Fortunately, there's no games between tonight and Tuesday, so you got tomorrow to make them good, even Saturday if they decide to do it that way as well. But listening to Kristen on As Goes Wisconsin and hearing her talk about looking out the window and seeing all the vehicles, the snow just adding up on the vehicles and not wanting to drive home after work. I can't tell you how many times I've had that same feeling here at work here on East Wausau Avenue. Looking during the course of the day, just taking a peek out the window, seeing my car under more and more snow. So again, we haven't really had a bad winter. It feels like we have been above normal with temperatures for the most part. We have not had a lot of what you would call just major snow events. Well, those snow events where you have to, you know, have the plows up and down, you know, for days on end. It's been, I think, a fairly tame winter to this point. I'm almost afraid to say it, because once you say something like that, you know, the next week we're going to see a 12 to 18 inch snowfall hit here in central Wisconsin. But I guess the point I want to make is, if you do have any travel plans for tonight, if you're heading south, if you're heading towards Madison or Milwaukee or anywhere in that area of the state, going through that area in terms of the drive, be aware that the roads are terrible. I mean, we heard Jane talking about it. Portions of major highways being shut down because of this major winter storm. But here, it's just a very calm day. You look outside, overcast, yes. A bit chilly, yes. But very calm in central Wisconsin. And we'll find out if that's going to change when we do talk to Ray Miller coming up at 3:06 here on the program. Also, want to make a note, I've been talking about this quite a bit, and I know it's probably not the biggest ratings getter when it comes to talk radio, but I've been talking about driving and trying to be safer drivers. And it was, again, disconcerting to see earlier this afternoon. Again, I'm getting prepped for this program and getting ready to go, and came across a story about another fatality on the roads here in the Wausau area just yesterday. According to the story I saw, one person is dead, another injured after a crash yesterday just west of Wausau near Athens. This was according to Marathon County Sheriff's officials. The crash was reported at about 10:15 a.m. near the intersection of Highway A and Mason Road in the town of Halsey. And again, it's tragic because police say a 28-year-old man died in the crash. It breaks your heart. 28 years old. 28. And as I've said, I think probably more times than you want to hear, that I do travel around a lot for my broadcast. I mean, again, I got about an hour trip down to Marshfield coming up when I get done here, and then an hour trip back home after the game tonight. I'll be heading down to the Madison area on Saturday. Went to the Dells last Saturday. Again, I see a lot of drivers. I get a chance to get a real feel for what people are doing on the roads. And I have to say, over the last number of years, we see with the speed limits have gone up over the years. I mean, I know I'm getting old, but I do remember when the highest speed limit was 55 miles per hour. Then it went to 65 and then 70, in some places 75 miles per hour. And often those are seen as suggestions. Low end when you're driving instead of, you know, a speed limit. But if you go the speed limit, you got people that are honking at you because you're going way too slow. And I will admit, I'm one of those people as well in terms of, you know, maybe not going the speed limit. But again, this is just, you know, it was a two-vehicle crash near Athens. The 28-year-old man died. There was also another person involved in this crash that was seriously injured. And there's really no excuse for it in terms of weather. There was no weather issue. The female that was injured in the crash was transported to a hospital. The good news is her injuries were not considered life-threatening. Her age and name have not been released. The name of the person who died is being withheld. And when you think about that, whenever you see a story that talks about police withholding the name of a man who died pending notification of the family, when you think about that, when you think about those moments when the police, I would not want to be a law enforcement official that has to go and make that notification. But as tough as it is for the person that makes the notification, think about the people that received the notification, the family of this 28-year-old man who passed away in this accident. So again, I mean, every once in a while I'm going to bring this up. I'm just going to keep bringing it up once in a while because I do think it's significant. I think in this area we have too many people that are not driving the way that they should in terms of taking their own safety and the safety of others into consideration. So again, if you're rolling your eyes at this, I understand it. But at the same time, I do think it's something that, well, I got a microphone in front of me, and I think it's something that I really want to emphasize from time to time. And again, just take that little, use the math. As I said before, use the math. If you have a 100-mile drive, and that's a lot. I mean, we don't have a lot of 100-mile drives during the course of our travels. I mean, once in a while when you take the family out. But if you take a 100-mile drive and you go 5 miles per hour faster than you should, how much time are you going to gain? What's 8 minutes, 7 minutes if the lights are on your side? So, again, it's not worth it, and especially for the shorter distances. You know, these people that just plow in there. What are they going to gain? 10 seconds? Stop it. Stop it. Again, so if you're heading south, again, major snowstorm, winter storm warnings in effect in the southeast and the south central parts of the state. If you're heading on the road in that direction tonight, make sure you keep an eye on the weather. Take that extra time and make sure you and everybody else on those roads gets to their location safe. Well, coming up, we got to take another quick timeout, but we'll come back. Got more to come. I'm Chad Holmes. Again, glad you could join me on this Thursday afternoon. The time is 2:47. Again, about normal this time of year, 25 degrees, plenty of overcast skies. More to come here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. On Friday night, the championship of the Merriwood Conference South Division in boys basketball is on the line as Newman Catholic travels to Marathon. Hear all the exciting action on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 6:45. High school basketball on Bow Falls Radio is brought to you by Carney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Chiefs, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, REI Engineering, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, and People's State Bank. It's Newman at Marathon and High School Boys Basketball. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:45 on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. I'm trying to be a happy Chad today. I've been so much into this lot of the issues recently, and it's like, oh, you gotta sometimes just sit back, have a little bit of fun, talk about positive aspects, and one thing is Tiger Woods is back. Get on them. Yeah. My old boss has made a visit to give me a hand with something. I'm not going to tell people what he helped me with because people don't want to know about it.
I had a lot of practice through the years.
But I know back, Steve Resnick was my former boss. He used to own this radio station. He's still a good friend of everyone at Civic Media.
Absolutely.
And the thing about it is, Steve, I know that... these are one of those days we used to follow every hole Tiger Woods because... For me, I basically watch golf and Tiger Woods is playing now.
Yeah.
And he's 1 under through two holes. And I know you're going to go home and watch a lot of Tiger Woods.
It's still an amazing feat for somebody that has gone through what he has gone through. And even before the accident, all of the back surgeries.
A fused spine. That was before it all.
And to a lot of people going through that, you'd be... lucky if you could walk.
I know.
And here's a guy that's coming back and playing, not only playing golf, but playing competitive golf is just amazing. And just to see him there is just an incredible thing. So, and who knows? Is this going to be his only appearance for the year? If he feels good, will we see him at the Masters?
Oh,
maybe
he'll
will
be
we
at
see
the Masters.
Him at the British? About the only thing I'm probably could say with somewhat of I think a positive speculations. I don't think Genesis is going to lend them one of their cars this year, but putting that aside.
I even thought about that because that's the ironic thing that it was after this tournament, 2 years ago when he had his
yeah, because wreck? He was using one of the sponsor's cars.
It was like the day after the tournament ended.
Yeah.
And he came back. That's interesting itself.
But no, I'm looking forward to enjoying just the heck out of it, and I hope everybody will tune in this weekend and cheer him on.
And he's playing with Rory.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I didn't know that until just now. I mean,
of course, we were coming off of your last week when you weren't as happy.
I know. I was not. I just
over the waste management tournament in Phoenix. No, you're not one of your favorites.
We got to have respect for the game. We can't have all these people throwing. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if those people in Phoenix were tossing beer cans out the players.
Well, they were definitely tossing water bottles and not only cups, but, filled cups. And they were tossing all kinds of things. You have to stop play and pick them up. It'd probably be easier missing your shot and taking the booze and at least from the crowd. And at least you don't have to stop action to clean up the 16th.
before
it's
you
a
leave,
lot of fun.
Before you leave, as somebody that runs a radio station, something I talk about a lot, and I've been talking a little bit about, because I was actually talking earlier about, you know, good news about
sure.
about Honor Roll over at West. I talk a lot about, and I mentioned, I say I'm proud that we are the only radio station in Wausau that still covers high school sports. And I know that you are
Absolutely.
Part of that, and you still cover high school sports on your station in Merrill. Why?
And you know
why,
how strongly yeah, I've always felt
yes,
about it.
Why do you feel that's important? Because I think that's important. I want, because I say it a lot, but I want your point of view, because you're the guy that signs the checks.
You know,
for Merrill.
For Merrill. And it was always a commitment for here. And not only when I was lucky enough to acquire WXCO back in 2008 and then later WDTX,
and you acquired me as well.
And you as well. That was the best part of the deal. You and I actually fought a little bit when we were pushing to expand our high school. When we looked at in bringing in Mozanie to an extent and then looked at Marathon, and like, it was not an overnight decision to do that, but important enough for a number of reasons. Certainly there are business reasons that we do something like that. But, you know, it's such a great way to keep youth sports out there and forefront. And while it's great that you can stream them and it's available possibly on other sources out there, it's really easy to miss and forget about them. When you have it on over-the-air radio, when you have all of these games and you're punching up and down that dial, I think it's first of all a respect for the programs. It's a respect for youth athletics. It's a tradition. I mean, WXCO has carried high school sports pretty much since 1951. WJMT, my radio station in Merrill, has carried high school sports since 1960 on a continual basis. And you just don't walk away. And for some of these schools that really depend on that support and keeping it forefront, those programs depend on it. You know, someplace like Marathon, for example. Mm-hmm. Once you lose it, once you say goodbye to it, it's not coming back. And yes, again, you might be able to pick up a few games, you know, a few home games on some of the stream services. A lot of the stream services can't cover all of the schools. Mm-hmm. So you're missing a lot of it. Also, it's a heck of a lot easier to tune in that car radio or the radio at home or punch up that audio stream and be able to get a quality broadcast of those games that's somewhat sometimes a little more difficult to deal with when you're dealing on some of the other sources.
And I guess finally, I think that's something that I agree with, that you agree with, that Sage and Mike agree with, is there is a public service aspect to radio that we believe in.
It's completely what we do.
Exactly right.
Well, I got to leave.
Hey.
I'm out of here.
It's always nice to see you.
Got to watch Tiger.
I know. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for helping me out.
So, my pleasure.
That's my former boss, Steve Resnick, former owner here at the WXCO. We got another hour to go. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to hear again a conversation that I had last evening with Grant Holmstead. Again, a terrific young man, because, again, we want to emphasize this, the good in our community and everything that we do here at Bow Falls Radio. So, again, CBS News Update, Civic Radio News Update, hour number two coming up here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.